Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Forgive me if this is simply a flight of fancy, but in the first part of Psalm 93, I seem to see the Lord rising from his throne in regal majesty, his garments billowing out like the velvet sky, studded with his celestial diamonds. He fastens on his belt of strength, and then descends, stepping from star to star, until he arrives to establish his rule on earth. Quote, "Thus says the Lord, heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool." Isaiah 66, verse 1. But now the scene changes. It's not the majestic stillness of space, but the thundering surge crashing on the shore. Quote, "The floods have lifted up, O Lord, the floods have lifted up their voice, the floods lift up their waves." Psalm 93, verse 3. What do these breakers represent? Are they, quote, "the wicked, like the troubled sea"? Isaiah 57, verse 20. Is this the action of, quote, "the Lord who disturbs the sea and the waves roar"? Jeremiah 31, 35, designed to cast us on him. Are they the challenges the Lord brings into our lives to test us, then walks us through them? Quote, "When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers they shall not overflow you." Isaiah 43, verse 2. Whatever the case, quote, "The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, than the mighty waves of the sea." Psalm 93, verse 4. On the one hand, he is the God, quote, "who stirs up the sea so that the waves roar." Isaiah 51, verse 15. On the other hand, quote, "he calms the storm so that its waves are still." Psalm 107, verse 29. Of course, he has no need to calm the storm. He can walk on it, just as the Lord Jesus did. For, says Job, quote, "he alone treads on the waves of the sea." Job 9, verse 8. So whether seated on the throne or standing on the foam, he's in absolute control. The psalm ends with this: "His certain word and holy character are the unchanging foundation to his eternal reign." Psalm 93, verse 5.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.